Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the third day about our lesson about Christian Salvation Service. And they are celebrating life this week. And of course, we have learned a lot about this organization who helps women and children in crisis. Well, Carolyn, what's something that we have learned about Christian Salvation Service?
Well, we were able to talk with Paula on the first day of this lesson, and she told us how she and her partner are like bookends, B-O-O-K-E-N-D-S, that they are able to be on either end of the organization and keep it together.
That's right. So it's good to have a partnership like that. Now, we were talking to Paula separately, and she told us a little bit about the adoption kind of process. And maybe, I don't know if you are interested in adopting, maybe in the future, but the adoption process is that you pick a family based on what the child needs. So many people think that maybe you can go to an adoption agency and just kind of pick what child you want. Actually, that's not the best way to do it. You need to pick a good family for the child. That's something to keep in mind. Well, it's time for us to learn more about some kids who were rescued or helped with the assistance of Christian Salvation Service.
Christian Salvation Service celebrates life. Steve, born in 1988, lives in the USA. Steve and his twin sister Emily were adopted together by a family through CSS. As a result of birth trauma, Steve has cerebral palsy. Sometimes at school, kids bullied him, but he didn't give up. He trained for sports and has won medals in the International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Games. Steve's goal is to be a motivational speaker. Roel, born in 1991, lives in the Netherlands. Roel was born with no left arm and only three fingers and no elbow on his right arm. His birth parents did not feel capable of meeting his educational and medical needs, so at 1.5, Roel was adopted.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Sometimes the only thing a child needs is a chance. In today's article, we'll meet Steve, Rule, Tiana, three bright and promising kids who just needed that chance. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Trauma. Trauma is a noun. Rick experienced a great deal of trauma to his left leg in the car accident. Motivational. Motivational is an adjective. Sarah's story is very motivational. She makes you feel like you can do anything. Handicap. Handicap is a noun. Jason never let his physical handicap keep him from playing sports. Outgoing. Outgoing is an adjective. Eve is very outgoing and makes friends easily. Your more information words are cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is a noun. International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Games. International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federal World Games is a noun. Prosthesis. Prosthesis is a noun. Apprenticeship. Apprenticeship is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's jump right into our article.
Well, these are some very interesting cases that we are learning about with these adopted children. The first one we were reading about today is Steve, born in 1988, lives in the USA. So he was adopted by a family in the United States. We read that Steve and his twin sister, Emily, were adopted together by a family through CSS. And this is wonderful. He and his sister were able to stay together and be adopted by the same family.
That's right. He and his twin sister here. And as a result of his birth, or as a result of birth trauma, rather, Steve has cerebral palsy, sometimes known as CP. Well, let's take a look at that. Cerebral palsy is a kind of disease that may affect or cause disability in certain movements. And many people are born with CP, and Steve was because of birth trauma.
That's right, and trauma is a word from our word bank, so we'll look at that. Trauma is any sort of serious injury. It could be a physical injury or even a mental injury. If you experience something that is very hurtful and you aren't quite sure how to deal with it emotionally.
That's right. I think that's important to think about. It's not just falling down on the ground. That's not a trauma. Birth trauma is something serious or big that happened at birth, and it affects him maybe emotionally, like Carolyn said. It makes me think of the adjective of this word, traumatic, traumatic. If you had a traumatic experience, you will never forget that bad experience.
That's right. Well, continuing learning about Steve, we see that sometimes at school, kids bullied him, but he didn't give up. So many times when someone has a disability or they look a little bit different, he has cerebral palsy, he might get bullied at school, but he didn't give up. What did he do instead, Gabe?
Well, he trained for sports and has won medals in the International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Games. Okay, that's a long name for a big competition, an international competition, IWAS. Carolyn, what is an amputee?
Well, an amputee is a person who has lost perhaps an arm or a leg or even a finger. Just a part of their body has had to be removed. And so these are games kind of like the Olympics, but they are for people who are in wheelchairs or have pieces of them missing.
That's right, for these amputee competitors. Now, Steve is one of these, and he has won multiple medals, which is great. We continue learning about him. Steve's goal is to be a motivational speaker. A wonderful goal. Let's talk about that wonderful word from our word bank, motivational. If you are a motivational speaker, that means you are speaking with the goal of encouraging others in their lives.
That's right. So you want to help people to feel good about themselves, to know that they can reach their dreams. It is possible for them to succeed if you are a motivational speaker. That's what you're doing. But you also might say, wow, that speech was very motivational. I feel motivated.
You know, you might recognize the name Nick Vujicic. He is a wonderful motivational speaker. He has no arms and no legs, and he says he has no worries. And he goes around, he is a motivational speaker. I also know of some other people with cerebral palsy who are motivational speakers, and they really are very encouraging. I think if you have something encouraging to say to other people, and maybe if you're good at speaking, you too can consider being a motivational speaker.
That's right. Well, we have another person that we are talking about today. Roel, born in 1991, lives in the Netherlands. Roel was born with no left arm and only three fingers and no elbow on his right arm. So he would also be considered someone who could participate in the IWAS.
All right. Well, his birth parents did not feel capable of meeting his educational and medical needs. So at 1.5, Roel was adopted. Okay, I think this might be a common story for people. They don't feel capable of meeting someone's needs, and so they put them up for adoption. CSS helped out. Well, it's time for us to take a little break right now, but first, let's spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. 那 Michelle 这篇文章我们来看这个重点 trauma 这个名词 trauma 是指创伤或者是外伤例如 The woman's depression was caused by a series of childhood traumas 这位女子的忧郁症是一连串童年时的创伤所造成的或者是 Theo hasn't recovered from the trauma of his divorce Theo 尚未从离婚的创伤中走出来继续我们看的是 motivational 这个形容词我们看到这个字里面有 motivation 动机这个名词所以 motivational 是指激励人心的或者是鼓舞人心的例如课文中提到的 A motivational speaker 是指激励人心的演说家或者是 The president's motivational speech encouraged the people to stay strong during the war 总统激励人心的演说鼓励人民在战争的时候要保持坚强
Well, we've been talking and learning all about the Christian Salvation Service, they have come to the assistance of many people, mothers and children in crisis. And of course, today we've been learning about two kids who were adopted out. One is Steve. He lives in the USA. He had cerebral palsy because of birth trauma, but he pushed through, he didn't give up, and he was able to compete in a big competition, and win some medals. Also, we learned about Roll. We're beginning to learn about Roll, and we still have more to learn. Let's do that now.
Christian Salvation Service celebrates life. He went to many doctors and received lots of treatment, and despite his handicap, he tried everything.Roll has the prosthesis for his left arm. He swims, plays table tennis, and collects coins. Tiana, born in 1994, lives in Australia. In 1994, a young, unwed mother gave up her premature daughter. 19 years later, Tiana's parents describe her as outgoing and self-confident. Upon finishing her chef apprenticeship, Tiana plans to open a Chinese tea house and restaurant.This glimpse of the past gives hope for the future.
These children certainly do seem to have bright futures thanks to the help of CSS. Well, let's go back to learn a little bit more about Roel, who lives in the Netherlands. He went to many doctors and received lots of treatment, and despite his handicap, he tried everything.So if you remember, Roel was born with no left arm and only three fingers and no elbow on his right arm. But despite this handicap, he tried everything. And we want to look at the word handicap from our word bank. It means that there's something a little bit different that you aren't able to do things quite the same way as other people.
That's right. So maybe not as effectively, or maybe you do things a little more slowly. So this is a handicap that he has.And if you are missing an arm, then yes, it would stop you from doing things the same way that other people do. So Roel tried everything. The doctors treated him. And we continue, Roel has a prosthesis for his left arm. So what is a prosthesis?
Well, it means that he has a fake arm. So he has something that looks like a real arm that allows him to function as if he had one, but it is not an actual arm.
Well, we know that Roel is trying everything, and he's doing a good job. We continue learning about him. He swims, plays table tennis, and collects coins. Okay, so he's able to do a lot. Even though he wasn't born with a left arm, he now has help. He can do many things that other people with both arms can do. Well, it's time for us to learn something else with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud about...this table tennis, and then we'll watch a video about CSS.
Let's take a moment and talk about table tennis. Steve, is this a term that you normally use?
No, not really, Ken. I've always used the term ping pong rather than table tennis.
So, what's the difference? Well, if you're talking about the rules of the game,There's really no difference between table tennis and ping pong. They're just different names for the same sport. And like Steve, most people call it ping pong.
Which is actually an onomatopoeia, which is a word that imitates the sound associated with the action it refers to. In this case, it's the sound of a small, bouncing plastic ball.
Table tennis, on the other hand, sounds a lot more formal. It's the name used in the Olympics. Most competitive players prefer saying table tennis. Ping pong would be more of the recreational game name.
So how did the game get two different names? The name ping pong was in wide use before a British manufacturer trademarked it in 1901. This forced other manufacturers to call it table tennis. But as we mentioned last month, like many trademarked names, ping pong has long been genericized, and the term is back in popular use.
今天的课文讲到 Rule， 他的左手装了一支， 但是他还能够打 table tennis 桌球， 桌球也叫做 ping pong 乒乓球。 会有两个名称是因为在1901年 有一家英国的公司把 ping pong 作为注册商标， 导致别的乒乓球制造商必须采用一个不同的名称， 也因此出现了 table tennis。 后来这个注册商标失效了， 大多数的人也就采用了 ping pong 这个名词， 而 table tennis 通常是在正式的场合， 像奥运会才会用到的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
A child is not able to choose the family it is born into. Even though these adorable babies might face a very different fate from most people, love can change their future. Christian Salvation Service was established in 1983. It upholds the beliefs that every life is equally precious, and where there is love, there is home. CSS helps repair the tremendous cracks in these children's lives with a far-reaching love. Due to constant efforts, more than 1,800 children have been rescued. The organization helps weak and vulnerable babies to face the many challenges of life and its imperfections. Christian Salvation Service co-founder Xia Hui Chen: The children in our Muan hallway house came to us through different channels. Many were referred to us by the government or by social workers in hospitals. Some were referred to CSS by other social welfare organizations. These children have various health conditions resulting from premature births or other illnesses, including lung diseases and congenital defects. Some of them came from families with mental illness or retardation, some with parents addicted to drugs. The various needs of these children must be met, such as 24-hour-a-day care, food and supplies, as well as the need to go to the hospital for examinations, physical therapy, or even surgery. With all of our support, so that each and every one of them can get the most appropriate assistance, a forever home, and a bright future.
We have one more person we're going to read about today. Tiana, born in 1994, lives in Australia. In 1994, a young unwed mother gave up her premature daughter. 19 years later, Tiana's parents describe her as outgoing and self-confident.
All right, she is outgoing and self-confident. Let's take a look at one of those words from our word bank. If you are outgoing, that means you are not shy. You enjoy interacting with other people and making new friends. Are you an outgoing person?
I've met many outgoing people here in Taipei because as foreigners going to another place, it's good to be able to make new friends. And if you are outgoing and self-confident, that becomes much easier.
That's right. So she is outgoing and self-confident. Well, we continue learning about her upon finishing her chef apprenticeship. Tiana plans to open a Chinese tea house and restaurant. That is really cool. So we know that she does enjoy learning about food. She is going to finish her chef apprenticeship. If you have an apprenticeship, that means someone is coaching you or mentoring you in something. You're learning about it. So she's learning how to cook.
That's right. She is learning this great skill, probably from another well-known chef, so that she can open her own Chinese tea house and restaurant. While we finish the article, this glimpse of the past gives hope for the future. And it certainly does, because we can see just how wonderful the lives of these children have become.
Mm-hmm. Well, upon finishing this lesson today, I hope you are encouraged. And of course, we have more for you. We have a review skit right now, and then we will go to see Michelle in the language lab.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, look at all the babies. Are they all yours?
No. This is Christian Salvation Services.
Christian Salvation Services?
Yes. This is an organization that helps women in crisis.
Oh, what kind of crisis? What kind of help?
Christian Salvation Services, or CSS, assists women and teens with unwanted pregnancies.
Oh, so CSS assists with adoptions. That's important.
That's right. And sometimes they help children be able to stay with their birth families.
Oh, that's important too.
CSS has also led the way in premature baby rescue.
Really?
Yeah. They assist by taking responsibility for financial care.
Oh, taking care of premature babies is expensive.
It sure is. But CSS has enabled many to live full lives.
Wow. This is a great organization.
Yes, it is. We want to offer support that reflects God's love for all people and babies. And now we're celebrating 30 years of life.
That's wonderful. How can I help?
Oh, you can help change diapers.
Oops. Look at the time. I have to go now.
Uh-oh.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 handicap 这个名词。handicap 是指生理或者是心理上的残障。例如 Larry lost his right arm during the crash, but he soon overcame his handicap. Larry 在车祸中失去了他的右手臂，但是他很快的就克服了自己的残障。它的形容词是字尾重复 P 再加 ED 变成 handicapped, 意思就是残障的。例如 The boy was mentally handicapped, 这名男孩智能不足。所以我们看的是 apprenticeship 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 apprentice 这个名词，意思是见习生。所以 apprenticeship 是指见习生或者是学徒的身份。例如 During her apprenticeship, Chloe learned how to tailor,当门徒的阶段 ,Chloe 学会专业的缝纫。And now it's time to get back to our teachers.
The past 3 days, we've been reading about a wonderful organization, Christian Salvation Service, that helps women and children in crisis. And many of the stories that we have read over the past few days have been very encouraging. Was there one that you found particularly encouraging, Gabe?
Well, we did talk about Allison yesterday. She was born in 1984, and now she lives in the United States of America. And she loves dancing. That's her passion. And actually, she's gotten involved in dance productions that actually donate or give to people or children who need it. And so that's pretty touching to see that she has returned this kind of favor to society.
That is very true, and we want to make sure that if you are interested in helping CSS, you can go to their website at csstaipei.org.
That's right. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!